Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Okay. Ashley, can you check if I have an account with you?
Yes, I'm happy to check. What is your first and last name and your zip code?
Florence Rinn, R-Y-N-N-E. Zip code is 98662. Or it could you could have, maybe you have 8613. See, my son just moved, and all my shipments go to his home. So let me give, I'm hoping you have 98662.
All righty, just a moment, and I'll check under that one first. Let me see. You said your last name is spelled R-Y-N-N-E?
Yes.
What's your first name again?
Florence.
Well, nothing's pulling with your first and last name, and nothing had pulled either with the zip code of 98662. What was that other zip code you mentioned?
98682.
Still nothing is pulling under that. Let me take a look here.
Oh, thank you.
Quick question. Would you have an email address that I could search in our system with?
Yes. Fab Hoba. F like in Frank, A, B like in Bob, F like in Frank, L, O, B like in Bob, A, Fab Floba, at Hotmail.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. If we had like a subscription or anything of that nature, we should have an email on file, and we're not, you know, I'm not pulling anything with that email address. You are calling to see if you have an account. Had you received any of our products lately?
I have received your products, but what happened was I was doing automatic ship from your company. This is Omax Healthcare, right?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay.
Let me search for you. I'm in one more spot, though, because we had currently been transferring over to another system. Let me see one thing for you real quick. Okay. You know what, Ms. Florence? I think I finally found the order searching in the other system. Let's see. Would you be able to confirm the street address you were receiving our product at?
Before this?
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's see. I see a zip code of the one I'm looking at is 98682.
You
What's that
those?
Street address?
That street address?
Yes, can you confirm?
8613 Northeast 138th Avenue, Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. So this did bring up a subscription. Let's see. Wait. Yeah, you look to have our OMAX 3. Last shipment was back in March for the Ultra Pure. Let me bring up all orders. Okay, yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I do see where you're receiving a 60-day supply of the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. Let me take a look at the subscription. Like as far as the pricing goes?
Yeah.
So the two are going out for $59.95.
Can you send me another shipment of those? And then I'll give you the new address.
Of course we can have that updated. Let me see here. Okay. All right, so you're wanting a new shipment. Are you wanting it to go out today to the new address?
Yeah, I want to make sure that my card goes through. Because I had to stop one of my cards because somebody charged me something and I wasn't aware of it. So I want to make sure the card I'm going to use goes through. Can we do that?
Yeah, let me get that information pulled up for you, and we can double check and see exactly what we have on file. I appreciate your patience. I got it loading up now. Okay, give me just a moment longer. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. So I'm just getting a few different pages pulled up for the subscription because we're needing to do a few different things. So it'll be just a moment longer, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your patience, ma'am. It's going to be just a quick second longer. I think I've come across what we're needing here for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Ryan. I cannot apologize enough that this has taken more time than I originally thought it would. Here's the thing. With our moving customers over to a newer system, it turns out that the subscription you had started for the Omax UltraPure is actually the subscription where we can where we would have the ability to make any adjustments is actually located in a system that we don't handle here, so that's why I was having a hard time getting all the information pulled up pertaining to the subscription to make the adjustments. What I would need you to do so you'd be able to get these adjustments made is get in contact with our support email, get in contact with that customer care line, and they would be able to access the system and get everything updated that you're needing to do.
Okay. And how do I get in touch with your customer care people?
Do you have a pen and paper handy for the care email address?
I have to do it by email?
It is by email, yes, ma'am. You would just email them with your information. What you're needing to do to your account, and they would have everything updated on their end. Simply because the subscription, like having the ability to make any adjustments, we don't have that ability to handle that here.
Okay, what I need to know is I need to know if we need to make an adjustment because I have two cards. One of the cards I stopped. I need
Understood.
To know the last four numbers that's attached to my order to submit the order. Can you see that? Can you just tell me that?
I don't have that information contained on the account, no ma'am.
You don't?
No ma'am.
I don't like giving my numbers on paper. Not virtually, I don't. I don't know how we can resolve this.
I understand, and pretty sure they wouldn't request that sensitive information over email, but you're just having to initiate the contact through that care email, reach out to them, and they would be in contact to make the adjustment.
Speak slower. Now, what did you just say? How would I approach them? I don't know what to say to them. Do I ask them what numbers I have on my account, or what do I say?
You would just send a quick message with your first and last name, and with them receiving the message from the email we have on file, it is linked to the subscription you have, so they can get it pulled up. All you would have to do is send a message that says, "Hello, I'm one of your customers. I'm needing to, you know, just as you explained to me, I'm needing to confirm the payment method I have for my subscription. I am also needing to update my shipping address, and I am also needing to place a shipment for whenever you're needing that shipment to go out." They would then contact you to make all these adjustments.
Okay. I got it now. So they need my name, update the shipping number, or to know what the shipping number is, and to check the address and the date I want it sent.
Right, yes, ma'am. You'll just give them
I don't know. I don't like doing this with you. The last time, all I had to do was just call and they submit the order and it's sent. So do I have to do this every time I want to order it?
Well, no, with it being on a subscription, it would be on an automatic basis. It seems that the interval's every 2 months.
And do I have to call every 2 months? Can I call every 2 months to talk to someone there?
No, it would be on an automatic basis. You wouldn't have to call to make the shipment go out. It's a subscription automatic.
What I'm saying is, if I want to extend the date out from the automatic ship number, can I call and have that happen?
If you would be needing to make any actual changes to that subscription,
yeah,
you would have to reach out via email or.
I never had to do that before. Okay. What's the email address?
Give me 1 second. Let me pull that back up for you. All right. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. So you'll need to send a message to care@omaxhealth.com.
Care@omax. Omax Healthcare?
It'll be care@omaxhealth.com.
Omax Health. Okay, now the thing they need is my name, and do they need my zip code?
So they can gain access to and confirm the account that you have it. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to provide that in your original email message, but if they would need anything else to confirm, I'm sure they would request it from you or just get in contact with you.
So they need my name, and I need a confirmation on my address?
I'm not sure how they would confirm the orders pulled. If you wish, in the email, I can provide your most recent order number. Maybe you can list that in the email.
What's your my recent order number?
The one for back in March, that was S as in Sam, H as in Harry.
Slow down on me. Alpha as in Sam, H as in Harry. What's the rest?
Dash. There's a hyphen.
Dash, yeah.
O is in Oscar, H is in Harry, S is in Sam.
Oh, that's a letter O. O and after the O, what's after the O?
H as in Harry, S as in Sam.
S like in Sam, okay.
1153.
1153?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's A-H dash O-H-S 453?
No, after the S's in Sam would be a 1153.
1153.
Right.
So they need my name and then confirm address and card number. What am I missing? I'm missing a button.
I don't believe so, no ma'am.
I'm old, honey. I have old ears, old brain. All right.
Okay, and was there anything else you were needing me to check on or do today?
You can't check on too much there.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, I know. You want the order date. I need to give them the order date. What's the rest of that? They only need the date of order?
If they request that, the last date for the order was March 19th. And that's in reference to that order number I just provided. Okay. And is there anything else for you today, Ms. Ryan?
No. All right, honey. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a great day.
I appreciate your help. You too. Have a good day. Goodbye, honey.